Senate Transportation Committee called to order. First of all, I want to welcome our internet listeners and let the committee know again that we are broadcasting live over the internet. Reminder to all to turn off all cell phones or electronic equipment. The two new pages we have this week are Andrea Block from Lemon and Michelle Holitz from Clark. Secretary, may I call the roll, please?
Senators Hansen.
Here.
Kochek, McCracken,
here.
Napoli,
here.
Sutton, Gant,
here.
Garnos.
Here. We have a quorum with a majority of the members elect present. The chair will entertain motion for approval of minutes.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Senator McCracken, seconded by Senator Gant. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The minutes are approved. Just a quick reminder before we begin our business, make sure if you testify, please sign in at the podium up front. And if you have any handouts, our pages will be more than welcome to help you. Identify yourself and who you are representing. And a reminder that all questions do go through the chair. We will open up the hearing on House Bill 1082. 1081, thank you very much. This is an act to revise certain provisions to provide that motor vehicle license plates remain with the owner of the plates. Good morning, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Deborah Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. 1081 is brought to you basically to try to put into place, clean up some legislation for the implementation of the plate with the owner. And if you remember right, as I believe Senator Napoli reminded me, we've been at this for a number of years in moving in that direction. You can well imagine that when you're changing a system of the magnitude that we have, that it's quite a huge undertaking and very complex to do. So it's not something that can be done overnight. And we're not only asking to change our computer system to find efficiencies and enhancements in that process, but we're also changing the business process that we do. And so it is going to be, should I say, challenging not only for our division, for the counties, for the dealers, but also for the consuming public. So I do think that this is something that, is going to take some time to go through. What I will do, the bill is quite lengthy, but there's a number of sections that basically are just cleanup. So I'm going to go through it kind of section by section, if that's okay with the chair. But there are some specific sections that I want to talk a little more extensively about. Section 1 of the bill just basically repeals language that's no longer necessary. This was a statute that was used for the implementation of a staggered licensing system that we did many years ago. And so while we were in these particular sections, we cleaned some things up. Section 2 of the bill clarifies that license fees will be prorated on a monthly basis. That's pretty much how we did them now, but this actually lays it out in that bill. Section 3 of the bill clarifies that you must apply for title and license within 30 days of the date of purchase. And as you know, that's part of the issue is to why we're moving to plate with owner versus plate with vehicle is because a number of people do not transfer title within the 30 days of the date of purchase. Section 4 of the bill amends actually Section 1 of a bill that was passed last year that allows for credit to be provided for any unexpired months when a plate is transferred from one vehicle to another. If the plates are not attached to another vehicle, then there is no credit or refund allowed. So basically, if you take your plate off of your vehicle and you move it from one vehicle to another vehicle, that you a newly purchased vehicle, you will receive credit for the unexpired months. You would then be billed in addition if the weight or age was different from your old vehicle, then you would be charged the additional license fees for that vehicle based on the weight and age. Section 5 of the bill repeals language that was incorporated into another statute. Section 6 removes the provision to let the purchaser operate for 5 days with no plates and provides for a seller to obtain a seller permit so that a purchaser has something to operate on for a period of time not to exceed 30 days. This permit will be made available at the county or online, and there is no charge for the permit, and it will be issued to a specific vehicle. One of the sections in the bill last year, and this was tailored after what North Dakota did, was they allowed for people to run for 5 days with no indicia whatsoever on the vehicle. In talking with our law enforcement, they were not in favor of people being able to run around with absolutely nothing on the vehicle for 5 days. So we worked with them and came up with basically a permit that if you want to sell your car, you can go to the county, you can go online, you can call the county, you could obtain a permit for that vehicle. It would be specific to that vehicle. And then you would actually issue it, and it looked very similar. I believe I do have a copy of it, what our draft right now looks like. But it's very similar to the 30-day white sold plate that a dealer would issue. And this would basically just indicate the date that you sold it, so that that person would have 30 days to actually use that vehicle prior to transferring the title. Everybody else has 30 days. If you buy from a dealer, you currently have 30 days. We thought it would be inappropriate to require you as a consumer to have less than 30 days if you bought from a private party. Section 7 of the bill clarifies that an applicant must provide either a South Dakota driver's license or social security number, or if a business, a federal identification number. And basically the purpose of this, we've done it, required a driver's license or social security number for a number of years for child support enforcement, but we're actually expanding it to include the federal employer identification number. And we're actually going to start that at this time, requesting that. We think that people will comply with it, because most people want to be able to come into the county office and give you a number, swipe your driver's license, whatever, and all your vehicles will come up that are attached to you. And that is how the system is being designed, so that there is a controlling, basically an identification number that will be yours, so that when Senator, you come in and register your vehicles, they just swipe your driver's license and everyone that's attached to you would come up on the screen and you could pick and choose which ones you want to register. Section 8 of the bill allows for the assessment of license fees based on the date of sale, since the fees could be changed based upon the weight and the age of the vehicles that are being transferred. Again, what we're doing with this, because we're doing the permit for 30 days, we're actually going to go back and assess license fees to the date of sale. So if I buy a vehicle and I don't transfer title for 6 months, we're still going to go back and charge you from the date of purchase for that vehicle, if that vehicle was purchased at that time. So Section 9 provides that on non-commercial gross, this is a little different, that a registered vehicle chooses to lower the registered weight. So a lot of your farm trucks, if you choose to lower the registered weight on one of those, then you will have to turn that plate in and obtain a new plate, because the decal that you would have would be for a higher weight, might be for 20 ton. You now decide you want to register it for 13 ton. We're going to make you return that plate, and then we'll issue a new plate with a new decal. Those are the only ones that will be required to return the plates. Section 10 of the bill provides for vehicles that are destroyed. If you have an accident and the vehicle is destroyed, you can actually remove that plate and transfer it to your newly purchased vehicle. If the plate is also destroyed in the accident, then you just purchase a new replacement plate for it. And you do receive credit for the remaining months on that plate as well. Section 11 is no longer needed. Section 12 is a new section that would require the seller of a vehicle to file a report of sale with the department. This is very common in states where plates go with the owner. And thanks to Senator McCracken several years ago, we did this on a voluntary basis. We already have the form developed. It's out on our website. It works well. People are required, or people can right now, it's not a requirement, but people can actually complete the report of sale form, send it into our department, and that's filmed and put on our records. This will go one step further in that if we receive a report of sale that Senator McCracken has sold his vehicle to me, the system will actually enter that information that Deb Hilmer is the owner of, not the owner of record, but the pending record, so that it would show that Deb Hilmer was supposed to transfer that title. If Deb Helmer then doesn't come in and transfer that title in 30 days, somewhere between the 30th and 45th day, we will send a reminder to Deb Helmer that says, you're required to transfer this title and penalties and interest are accruing. So we do plan on really tracking some of these so that people get the titles transferred, so that the ownership is correct, and that we collect the taxes and fees that are due in a timely manner. So that is a new section, and that will be something new for the public. Section 13 of the bill applies to construction plates, and again, this is just to make it consistent so that we can apportion those plates like we do all other plates. Section 14 of the bill actually changes the distribution. Currently, right now, the Division of Motor Vehicles receives 2% of the license fees, and that basically is for the running of our division. Throughout the years, we've tried to look at efficiencies throughout our processes and the county's processes. And this last year, or a year ago, we implemented laser printers at the counties. And because we did that, there's no specialty to the paper. And what we were currently doing is we were ordering paper into the division, and then we were shipping it back out to the counties. And if you think about the expense of that, it doesn't make a lot of sense to do that. So what we're proposing to do is change our percentage from 2% to 1.75, give a quarter of a percent to the counties, which would then cover their costs for paper and toner that they would have to then purchase at a local business. It's good for the local community, it's good for us, and we think it's a good efficiency in government. And we hope to find more of those as we go through this process. So, Section 15 addresses the titling and registrations of vehicles, provides for, again, for the driver's license, social security, or federal identification number. Section 16 is no longer needed. Sections 17 through 47 basically are just cleaning up the language on specialty license plates. And currently right now, whether it's personalized or a veteran plate of any sort, you get a regular set of plates, and then you also get a specialty plate currently right now. And the purpose of that basically was so that if I sell my car, I take my plate, and then the vehicle still has a plate registered to it. With changing to a plate with owner, we can eliminate that original issued plate, because now we have the seller's permit, we have the 30-day sold permit, we have temporary permits that people can also purchase if they need to. So we've cleaned up that language within those sections. One of the things that I will tell you that I think really needs to be done with our Title 32 is it needs to be rewritten in its entirety. We have a lot of different terminology on different things, and that is one project that we do plan on taking a look at this next year of completely rewriting our title and registration sections. In that, we would not change the concept of it, but we would change terminology so that we had uniformity in that terminology and cleaned up some of those old statutes. So we do want to look at that for the following year, but that pretty much covers what House Bill 1081 will do. I believe you do have an amendment before you that I would, if it's all right with the chair, I would like to speak to that at this time as well.
Yes, you may.
The amendment basically is to, one of the things that I had forgotten to do is to have an implementation date on this, and that's what you see before you. I will tell you that an implementation date of January 1, 2008 is very aggressive. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay.
At this
time. Are there any further proponents at this time?
Okay.
Are there any further proponents of House Bill 1081? We will hold questions for right now. Are there any opponents of House Bill 1081? Once again, are there any opponents of House Bill 1081. Committee, do you have any questions of the proponents? Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Deb, on would be Section 4. And then it says after Section 4, it says Section 1 again. Anyway, it says that you made the remark that if there's no difference on the weight of the car, if the car is exactly the same, You would just transfer that plate then from one vehicle to the next, right?
Mr. Chairman, if I may respond.
Yes.
Yes, Senator. What will happen is if it would be the same vehicle with the same weight and the same age, then that vehicle that you as the consumer would have to come into the county and say that you're transferring, because more than likely you're titling then the new vehicle that you're purchasing. And then that plate will be removed from your old vehicle and then attached to the new vehicle. And then you would receive credit for any of those fees that you had paid on that other vehicle.
Okay.
And you would stay with your registration month that you're currently in.
One more question, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hanson.
When you were talking about the application to get this permit, and it says you had your Social Security number on, that wouldn't be on the exposed permit on the window, right, of your car? Just
no.
On the application that you handed in?
Yes, that's correct, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Helmer, would you please clarify what you were talking about with the special plates when you would take him off the vehicle? And I didn't quite understand it.
Okay. Currently, right now, and maybe we can just talk about the personalized plate. That's one of what we classify as a specialty plate. We have personalized, we have Pearl Harbor survivors, we have disabled vets, we have firefighters, we have tribal plate. They're just a whole array of different, what we call secondary plates right now. Under this bill, and those are basically addressed, I believe, in sections 17 through 47, what it will do is that we will never no longer get receive a primary plate. You will only get your secondary plate. So if you decide, Senator, that you want to order a personalized license plate, and you go into the county and you say, I'm getting this new 2007 Denali and I want a personalized license plate on it, you would then actually apply for that personalized license plate at the time. We would then issue you a permit for 30 days that would allow you to run till you received your plate.
Follow up.
Yes. Ms. Helmer, if I had a personalized plate on my current pickup and I bought a new one, I could transfer it over there, though?
That's correct.
Thank you, Ms.
And you would receive credits, Senator.
Senator Gant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On Section 7, you were talking about the swipe card, that you would just swipe your driver's license and all your vehicles would come up.
Mm-hmm.
Would that then be the same if my wife was at the next register and she swiped her car? We'd both be able to see the same cards?
Yes.
Same cars?
Yes.
Okay. Senator,
if I may.
Yes, you may.
Mr. Chairman. What will happen is on our system, when we create the database, we collect right now, currently, driver's license or Social Security number for every owner on the record, okay? So whether you came in or your wife came in to register, as long as you were both on those title documents as a registered owner, then either one of you should be able to pull it up and register it at that time. Once it's registered, though, the other one couldn't come in and re-register it because it would already show that it was registered on the database. But we're just looking for the efficiencies for the county so that we actually plan on purchasing them handheld scanners, that they would actually just take your driver's license and scan the back of it, and it would pull up those vehicles that are attached to you, and they would just, if they said, here's your list of vehicles, do you want to register them all, they'd click all and it would print them. If you only wanted to register two of those five, you would just click on the two and then it would just register those two. So we're trying to look for, you also will be able, it's our hope anyway, and maybe not January 1, 2008, but it's our hope that you'll also be able to go online and do the same thing, register in the same manner. Mm-hmm. So we are truly looking for some efficiencies in government and providing those services to the consumers. But I will tell you this, that it is quite an undertaking. It's not just something that will happen overnight. And when you implement technology, it does take, no matter how many times you test it, there's always issues that you're going to have to deal with. So I hope this legislative body grants me a little slack come January 1, 2008.
Follow up, Senator Gant.
Another question. If I have this plate then, and it's with me for years and years, what happens when it's damaged or I run in or it's just damaged?
Okay.
How do I get a new one?
Yeah, you would actually have to come in and order a new plate, and then you would get what we'd call a replacement plate or a duplicate plate of that same number if that's what you want.
Mr. Chairman, Would there be then some sort of permit that I would then receive if my license plate, say it broke off when I was driving through the weeds or something, and there'd be something that would still say that I have it registered?
Yeah, it's our intent that the system, if you came in and asked for a duplicate plate and you wanted that same specific number, now through a reissue, that probably will not happen. Because we do reissue license plates every 5 years.
Well, that process still is going to take place?
Then you would not, yes, that still will take place at this point in time, yes.
So you'll, Mr. Chairman, you're going to reissue the same numbers?
No.
Oh.
Okay. No, I'm sorry.
I was like, wow, that would have to be difficult.
No. No, we would not reissue the same numbers to the individuals at this time. But so every 5 years, you would probably receive a different number, depending on when you went into the county to obtain your plate, because you will get a new plate on those 5 years. But by the time 5 years is around here, we may have it worked out so you could get the same number, but I'm not going to promise that at this time. I've taken on enough right now.
One last question, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
If we're able to keep the plates with our same car, wouldn't it also be possible not to do the five-year new plates and just keep your plates, or... And just until they're wrecked, you go to the courthouse to get a new one?
Mr. Chairman, if I may. Yes. That's a possibility. There is a life to the license plates just because of reflectivity. So that's usually why you see states do a reissue every so many years. We're probably one of the few that do it on a periodic every 5 years. Most states do it, I would say, more on when the public starts demanding that they want a different type of a license plate or something, rather than on an every 5 year scale. And, you know, there is an expense to doing the license plates. It's not just, you know, the manufacture of the plate and the material, but it's the distribution of those as well. So, it's a possibility in the future. That's not something that's included within this piece of legislation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Committee, any further questions? This is your chance. Any further questions, committee? If not, Ms. Hilmer, do you have anything you want to wrap up with?
No.
Thank you very much for your testimony. I want to let the committee know and the people in the room, I have been requested that we hold this bill over for final action, and we'll do that on the 12th legislative day. But I do also want to remind the committee that we do have an amendment that I do want to take action on here, if we could do that. But before we get to that, once again, this House Bill 1081, it's been out there for quite a while, 10 days, 2 weeks. So I just want people to be prepared and ready to go. As we get it further into the committee meetings, we won't have as much time as we do today. And that's why I'm going to grant this request for today. Chair closes the public hearing on House Bill 1081. Any committee discussion and or action?
Mr. Chairman, I move 1081-OA.
Second.
The amendment 1081-OA has been moved by Senator Gant, seconded by Senator McCracken. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, the motion to amend House Bill 1081 with 1081-OA amendment will be moved. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. The secretary will call the roll. No roll call is needed on this. 1081-OA has been passed.
But you do have permission to throw the gavel at Senator.
Okay. Moving on, further action today. We will go under the line today for Senate Bill 72, and this is an act to revise certain provisions regarding the liens on vehicles for the costs of removal and storage of vehicles. Senator Napoli.
Mr. Chairman, as you can see, members of the committee, we took this bill on our last committee meeting and had a long discussion on it. Bill was held over. We met with all parties involved, including Secretary Hilmer, Mr. Teason, Mr. Vogler, county guy was here. We met for an hour right in this very room and decided that the best thing we can do is pass the bill as it is. The bill, we all agreed on, we disagreed on a lot of stuff, but we agreed on one thing. that the language of the bill does exactly what we want it to do. It puts the bill in the form of which it was passed to begin with, and so that's it. It's a very simple bill. It just clarifies that language, and we just want to move forward with it. So.
Thank you, Senator Napoli. I will take further testimony on this, but I do want to remind the people that have testimony. We have taken extensive testimony up to this point, but I will, of course, we do have time today. Any proponents of Senate Bill 72? Yes, sir. Please step up to the microphone, state your name, identify who you're representing. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Paul Van Voren with Ready Towing in Sioux Falls. I had a delightful drive out this morning. thank you for your time again. Again, the meeting went rather well last week. I believe the goal here is just to simply help clarify this law. That's all this is. Nothing more, nothing less. So that when two people read it, they simply understand what the intent is, and to clear up the ambiguity that lied in the wording before. Just a simple fix. That's all we're looking for.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you. Any further proponents of Senate Bill 72? Any further proponents? Moving on, opponents of Senate Bill 72. Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 72? Any questions from the committee of proponents? Any questions? Senator Napoli, I'll give you a minute if you want to, anything that you want to wrap up or add. Chair closes the public hearing on Senate Bill 72. It's open for committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator McCracken.
I would move due pass on Senate Bill 72.
Second.
It has been moved by Senator McCracken, seconded by Senator Gant to due pass motion on Senate Bill 72. Is there any other discussion? Any discussion? Seeing no discussion. The motion do pass on Senate Bill 72. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Hansen.
Aye.
Kochek. McCracken.
Aye.
Napoli.
Aye.
Sutton. Gant.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Five ayes.
Having received a majority vote of the members elect, 5 votes for, 0 against, Senate Bill 72 do pass.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator McCracken.
I would move consent on 70 Bill 72.
Thank you. Second.
Seconded. Second. Senator McCracken has moved consent calendar for Senate Bill 72, seconded by Senator Napoli. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say no. It is on consent calendar. That wraps up our meeting today. Reminder to members to leave your binders, please, and the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
It has been moved by Senator Napoli, seconded by Senator Gant. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We are adjourned.